from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise and take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." And Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod realized he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. They then was fulfilled what had been once said through Jeremiah the prophet. "A voice is heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more." The Gospel of the Lord. The Feast of the Holy Innocents captures the attention of people of every time. But this is especially true as we receive now news of ethnic cleansing and babies and children at risk on the waters. When we even hear a really terrible description of late-term abortions where the child is dismembered and the possible pain that would be involved at such a stage of development. Many years ago, when I was in the Dominican Seminary, the Priory of St. Albert the Great in Oakland, we had in residence a brother who was also a poet. Brother Antoninus Everson was held by many to be the outstanding American Catholic poet of the mid-20th century. Antoninus found his way into religious life through his experience of the Beat Generation, its poetry and cultural movement in San Francisco. Beat, of course, stood for beatitude, not what was commonly thought of to be a culture of just drugs and extravagant behaviors. Antoninus was something of a nature poet after the pattern of Robinson Jeffers. And his poem, Waterbirds, would be his signature contribution to the poetry of his time. But there's another poem that I found most compelling, and that is The Massacre of the Holy Innocents. Every year on this feast day, I read the poem, Mass of the Holy Innocents. It is Antoninus at his best, and in it he captures the horror of the different soldiers just going about doing their job. But he locates the action in California, in the valley, amid the winter vineyards. And as the soldiers return from exercising their duty, he evokes the tall plumes of smoke that you see there as the vines are burned, and finds a certain comfort in the orderliness and neatness of the pruned vineyards. Having lived in the valley, the tall plumes of black smoke rising up along the horizon makes a perfect connection with the images and message of his poem and really brings them home for me. Antoninus captures the horror of the event. What at first seemed almost humorous, "We were sent to kill a king amid the hovels of the poor." He concludes, "History stood by our side and said, these are the ones. We died for the most part years later, scattered under other legions, under other sword blades, and in the aftermath of death, we found our clarification, which is a terrible thing to know, how wrong you have been, and remains the strictest part of the torture." Antoninus captures the enormity and horror of those choices which bring death to the innocent. About 10 years ago, Brother Antoninus was inducted into the Hippie Hall of Fame in San Francisco. It's right across the street from City Lights Bookstore, North Beach. And it celebrates the poets of that era. The promoters of the event had asked for a Dominican to be present at the ceremony, and unfortunately, the Dominicans who closest to Antoninus had died or were ill. But I felt we really should be present to honor his memory. I would be the very last person for such a task. The word square comes to mind. They had set out about 40 chairs for the event, but had to pull out all their chairs as the people gathered. One young man looked up some Latin on the internet and in a cacophony of mispronounced Latin, offered his poem, and then stormed out the front door. Old friends offered remembrances. One talked about feeding ice cream to Antoninus in his last illness. This terrible presence, now subdued and gentle and grateful. And of course, I read The Massacre of the Holy Innocents, the poem that lives on and perhaps has even more relevance today as news brings in stories from all parts of the world of children being exploited, drowning, and murdered by the indifference of those who've made decisions and are so sure of the correctness of their choices. We Dominicans would hope to speak to the issues of our time. And with wars, ethnic cleansing, and economic indifference, the words of Antoninus' poem transfix the consciousness of all who would listen. The tragedy and indifference surrounding the martyrdom of the Holy Innocents calls out to heaven for rectification. And often in silent prayer times, Antoninus would call out and thump his chest, say, "Rectify, Lord, rectify," to the amusement of all of us. We conclude with Antoninus' words. Something that was under the sword blades, unspeakable, some surging qualification that stung out of the spilt blood and swept through the welter of circumstance where we stooped and butchered. How many centuries of forgiveness burst out of the hems of the split tunics? How many decades of prayers were to go up to God for the murderous hand that was not ever held? Oh, that we might sing with his vision and voice with his voice the passion of the Holy Innocents in our time.